I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, this is the weekend before Halloween, and there are a lot of activities going on, from spooky to not so scary. One in Falmouth is a longtime tradition that may be ending this year.
Our list of Halloween-related events in Cape Week kept getting longer and longer, and that now numbers about 40 different things to do for all ages. So you can look at that whole list in Cape Week, but one that we're featuring in a story is Harvest of Horrors, which happens at the Tony Andrews Farm in East Falmouth. They scare people with a haunted hayride and a walk through haunted woods. Creator Bruce Allen has been making that bigger and better for 39 years, and he uses a group of local actors to help. And you can go and see that from 6:30 to 9:30, with the last group starting at 9 on both Friday and Saturday nights. The farm, though, is under a sales agreement with the town of Falmouth, and town meeting's actually going to be voting on funding next month, so the future of the land is a little bit up in the air. Bruce is thinking that this could very well be the last time that spooky attraction is going to be out there, so you might want to catch it while you can.
At the other end of the Cape, in Provincetown, people can celebrate Halloween by investigating a haunted church with a TV ghost hunter.
Adam Barry is a Provincetown resident, and he's involved with theater there, but he's also been part of the Ghost Hunters team on TV, and he has his own ghost hunting TV series now called Kindred Spirits that's on Friday nights on TLC. For the first time in a while, he's going to be home for Halloween, so he's going to do talks and investigations without TV cameras here at 8 and 10 p.m. Saturday and 8 p.m. on Halloween night. Those are all going to be at the Unitarian Universalist Meeting House in Provincetown, which is rumored to be haunted because of some odd things people have seen there over the years. During the flu epidemic in 1918, the church was used as an infirmary and some people died there, so Adam's not sure if that's where some of the activity comes from. So if you want to find out how TV investigators do their hunting, get down to that church in Provincetown and Adam can give you some tips.
Now, there are a couple of big concerts this weekend that have nothing to do with Halloween. One in Hyannis will be almost like having a big singing star here.
Well, that concert's at 7 o'clock Saturday night at Barnstable High School Performing Arts Center, and it's a concert to benefit both the Cape Cod Synagogue and Independence House, which provides services for people impacted by domestic or sexual violence. The show is called Simply Diamond because it's a Neil Diamond tribute concert, and the performer impersonating Diamond is Brian LeBlanc. He's worked in music for decades, but 2 years ago was encouraged to take his impression of Diamond on the road. So the concert's going to include a lot of music for Neil Diamond fans, but probably a little other music too, because LeBlanc also does concerts of impersonations of other artists, including Jim Morrison, John Lennon, John Mellencamp, Tom Petty, Jimmy Buffett, and more. So in Cape Week, we've got an interview with LeBlanc and ask him about what he does and how he does it.
And a concert in Chatham is being performed to mark a big anniversary there.
Chatham Chorale has two Baroque fireworks concerts that are happening at 7 o'clock Saturday night and 2 p.m. on Sunday at the Monomoy Performing Arts Center in Harwich. The program is going to include celebratory music by Handel, Purcell, and Bach for chorus, vocal soloists, and orchestra. The celebration is about the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, and the chorale is also joining musicians worldwide to mark that anniversary by featuring Bach's Cantata 80 called A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, and they've got four guest soloists working with them on that.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.